The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 29th of October. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, a second-half hat-trick from Marcus Rashford helped Manchester United continue their winning start in the Champions League. They hammered last season's semi-finalists RB Leipzig by 5-0 at Old Trafford. United top Group H today, with Paris Saint-Germain picking up their first win with a 2-0 victory away to Istanbul. Red Devils boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is very happy with his team's start to their European campaign.
Oh well, we are very happy with the start. Of course, we have played against two very good teams, two difficult games, but we have performed fantastic and we have made use of the squad. We show our own quality as well, and if we focus on the next job and the next job and the next job, who knows how far this is gonna go. So now we go to Istanbul next week, wanting 3 points there as well.
Chelsea sit top of Group E today following a 4-0 win away to Krasnodar in Russia. Hakim Ziyech scored his first goal for the pensioners in the victory. Finn Harp's survival hopes are in their own hands in the SSE Electricity Premier Division. Ollie Horgan's side won 3-2 at home to St. Pat's to move within 2 points of Shelburne and with a game in hand. Now, Dundalk's Europa League odyssey is taking them to North London to face Arsenal in Group B tonight. Lilywhites boss Filippo Giovagnoli is aware of the scale of the task against the Gunners.
What a lightweight can do against an heavyweight. Yes, you know, it has to work more, because if you get closer to them, then they're going to kill you. So, yeah, there is not really how to compare the two sports, right, in terms of performance. Because a lightweight eventually has to run more. But how is possible to run more of Arsenal? You know, we have just to match eventually their intensity for a part of the games and stay focused and play with passion and play with this kind of characteristic. But there is no comparison. We can't compare the two clubs, the two teams.
Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal boss, has done his homework on the Lilywhites.
Well, we've got some Irish staff here, and I've been told a lot of positive things about them. What I've seen is a really determined coach that has found a really good cohesion around the team. You can see in every reaction when they are playing how united they are. Really well organized. They fight really hard. And yeah, they will be coming here with an incredible passion, being the underdogs, and that will give them a lot of energy. And I will expect them tomorrow to be full gas trying to beat us here.
Kickoff at the Emirates Stadium is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Molde entertain Rapid Vienna. At 5:55, Celtic are away to Lille in Group H. At the same time in Group J, Tottenham are away to Antwerp. In Group G, Leicester are in Athens to face AEK. Rangers host Lech Poznan in Group D. Elsewhere, Liverpool player Fabinho is set to miss 3 matches after it was revealed he suffered a low-grade hamstring injury in the Champions League win over Michelin this week. Ireland's clash with France in the Women's Six Nations was called off last night. Several members of the French backroom team have contracted COVID-19. The game was due to be played in Donnybrook on Sunday after France conceded home advantage in an effort to get the game played. Now, Robbie Henshaw will play for the men's team against France in Paris on Saturday night. That is a Six Nations decider for Ireland. If they can get the bonus point win, they will win the championship. Brian O'Driscoll was on the show last night. He gave his assessment of the encounter.
But Ireland have to be careful. We've kind of gone down the rabbit hole a few times over in Paris over the years, and it can be a long night at the office if you don't get it right early on. The only thing is that they don't have a French crowd to G up and get on their sides. But conversely, you know, Ireland don't have that opportunity of trying to silence that crowd and the opportunity to get them on the French back. So everything, all of those outside emotions almost are negated. So it's just two teams going at each other. And on the basis of what we saw and what we've seen over the course of Six Nations, I think France are favourites and quite comfortable favourites. But it's not inconceivable that Ireland could go over there and steal another victory as they did a couple of years ago.
It's been confirmed to Gaelic Games that Dungarvan have been stripped of their intermediate football title in Waterford for breaching COVID-19 regulations. A player lined out in the decider while awaiting the results of a test. Today's ninth stage of the Vuelta a España is expected to be left to the sprinters. Sam Bennett will be targeting a second stage victory. Dan Marson starts the day third on general classification, 28 seconds down on the race leader Richard Carapaz. Patrick Harrington and Seamus Power are in the field for the Bermuda Championship on the US PGA Tour later. There's a seven race card at Clonmel this afternoon, the first off there at 1:20. Now coming up on OTBAM with Joe Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're chatting to Tommy Walsh, Andy Mishan, Jenny Murphy, and unveiling the brand new Irish football jersey with Johnny Courtney. And then tonight we're chatting to Brian O'Driscoll, Sam Warburton and John Giles on the show. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.